Up next, learn how you can be the hand of stability for those who've lost everything. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. World Refugee Day is Monday, and we'll tell you how you can participate. And we've also got an encouraging story proving that one person really can make a difference. Stay with us to learn his story. We're equipping you with the knowledge and tools to actively care for the hurting from wherever you are. In light of some of the things we've talked about this week, we wanted to remind you that Monday is World Refugee Day. For Gary Edmondson and Food for the Hungry, the day is a somber reminder of the unprecedented humanitarian crisis facing our globe today. Food for the Hungry works with refugees from Syria, South Sudan, and Burundi, working in countries throughout Africa and the Middle East. A priority for these groups is to provide stability for the children through nutrition and education.
If the children don't have food security, if they don't have education, that becomes actually a breeding ground for the radicalization of children.
In order to exact long-term change, job training for adults is also something the ministry is focusing on.
We literally are helping to train people on livelihoods, how to provide for themselves, where they create their own kind of village and village economy.
Edmondson says donating online to Food for the Hungry's crisis relief efforts is greatly appreciated. But he also says that prayer and service are the most important ways that people can reflect Christ's love.
God tells us clearly to care for the aliens, and the aliens are refugees. Let's not harden our hearts to these kind of people. Let's learn to reach out in love and care for them, as I believe God would want us to do.
We've got the refugee crisis on one hand, and on the other, we have a drought in Asia. Monsoons have arrived in India at long last. But the question still remains, will these rains finally bring an end to that years-long drought? While there's some relief in the temperature due to the water, other problems remain.
That's not drinking water. That's going to fill up the reservoirs. That's going to help raise the groundwater levels so that pumps that have wells that have been dry hopefully won't be dry any longer. But there are still many villages where they don't even have a well in their village.
That's Donna Glass of India Partners. And she says long term, the monsoon will bring good results for farmers. But crops take time to grow.
It should be a good year coming up. But that's in the future. That doesn't relieve the current issue of higher prices because of scarcity of food.
Many are wondering if the government will make plans to conserve the water better for next summer. Either way, India Partners is addressing the needs in remote villages.
When we bring in a water well, we also provide them with some training in water sanitation and hygiene that is biblically based training. So it's a chance to introduce the gospel into these villages.
And we'll take our focus now to South Asia. Last year, we told you the story of a Tibetan priest who gave his life to Christ and began planting churches. Well, here's an encouraging update.
This priest had such an influence in his community, in his nation, that 62 other Buddhist monks have now decided to follow Christ. It is really remarkable.
Asian Access is one organization that has played a key role in this process. President Joe Handley says that by training and discipling church leaders, Asian Access has been able to help establish long-term spiritual growth in communities around the continent.
Asian Access just has the privilege of coming alongside key pastors like the ones that have invested in this Tibetan priest life. We invest deeply building their capacity so that they can reach their communities. And God does amazing things when you invest in people and see them grow deeper in Him, grow stronger as leaders, learn how to reproduce other leaders, and then it spreads through church planting efforts in ways that are simply remarkable.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the Caliphate, and terrorism. That's pretty much what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. But One Way is inviting you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up these representative nations in prayer. So let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Jesus Christ. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.